Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, here we grow again. I am in the studio with three lovely, lovely souls. I have Illy, Ksenia, and Kyle. Our week two. Not quite as guinea piggish as the last group, but still here very early on as Mystic Manor Retreat guest. And for those of you who are maybe you're new listening to the show, you're like, what is he talking about? We are in the process of launching a brand new show called Optimistic, spelled M-Y-S-T-I-C, because we're mystical around here. And Optimistic, the whole premise is to allow the listeners to be a part of the show. So we've moved into this epic, me and the other optimistics running the show, director, and all the people, you know, helping to facilitate it have moved into this epic spaceship of a property in Venice, California. And three of the rooms each week are retreat or Mystic Manor immersion, as I prefer to call it, spots. So I have with me in the studio today Ksenia, Kyle, and Illy, who are the ones who have been here up, what now, 5 days?
5 days.
5 days, wow.
5 days, yeah. It's been super, super epic so far. Tomorrow is the live taping of Optimistic, so they actually get to come out and be on the show. The show starts with an opening monologue, live painting from visionary artists, then you know, an opening monologue for me, then a main soul share kind of interview style guest. There's about 26 people in the audience, so it's a live audience. Then these three are going to get to come out, and each week, you know, the three guests that are staying at the Mystic Manor come out, as we're calling this property, the Mystic Manor, come out and are part of it. And then the show concludes with a live musical performance. So yeah, if you guys want to learn more about that, go to optimistic.tv. We've still got spots available. You can also virtually tune in on our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/optimisticshow, all one word. So yeah, so excited to have you three. Welcome, welcome.
It's exciting.
Thank
to be
you.
Here
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like a dream come true, really.
It is. It is. Dreams are real, right?
Dreams are happening.
Yes. That was the song actually on last week's episode was of Optimistic by Imagica Om. And it was like the perfect first song. Dreams Are Real was the name of it.
Okay.
And you'll see it when it comes out. And by the way, for those of you who are wondering when the show is going to actually come out, it's probably going to be, we're about to shop it to all the networks before we self-release it. We're going to self-release it, you know, no matter what. But if, you know, Netflix is like, no, don't release it, we want to put it out, or HBO or whoever, then obviously we'll have those conversations. So we're going to be having those conversations in the coming weeks. And depending on how those go, we'll determine when Optimistic gets released. So
awesome.
Yeah. So let's dig in a little bit. I want to, you know, and part of the experience here each week is you're going to hear me bringing the three people on, or in some cases it might be a few more than three people because the rooms can fit up to two.
Right.
If someone wants to bring like a plus one, then we allow them to do that. But yeah, so, you know, what we're going to do each week is have the guests come on, be a part of the show, get to share a little bit of what their experience has been thus far, and talk about really, I mean, we haven't really planned what we're going to talk about, right? I just turned on the microphone. Yeah. Let's just talk.
Here we are.
I like to keep it really as organic as possible and just see what flows. And so, Ilya, you have a lot to say always. Why don't we start with you?
There we go. God.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your experience so far?
Well,
and
lean this way. I don't know what here.
Yeah, what is drawn you to come originally, and how has, you know, one of the things that I think you always face in life is expectation versus reality, right? Yeah. I always like to say expectations are premeditated resentment. Yeah. I saw that somewhere. It might even have been Sydney who's running the retreats that I first saw that posted that.
That's popular in recovery communities.
Is it? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so true. And, you know, I think I always like to say, and you guys, if I'm sure, have heard me say it on the show, it's great to have expectations and set sort of this is what I want to manifest and what I'm calling in with a healthy sense of detachment.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So having that expectation, then letting it go. So how has the Mystic Manor lived up to your expectations thus far?
Okay. So, I first want to preface by saying that I ran into Brandon Beecham in this universe.
This YO universe?
Yeah. A couple of years ago with a podcast pertaining to Bashar, I was really searching for Bashar, who is a channel, who is channeled by Daryl Anka, and I've always liked his materials. And so Positive Head had a moment where they had, they had an episode that talked about the principles. Anyway,
I remember doing that, and that was probably, a year or so
ago? It was around Thanksgiving a couple years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I listened to the podcast, fell in love with Brandon and everything that was happening. Yes. I was just like, this guy's awesome. Like, he's so candid. He's so down to earth. I could tell by his voice and how he carries himself. And now I got to meet him. Anyway, but then I listened to the podcast. I was moved by it. I started listening some more, and he, you know, always mentions that he likes his iTunes reviews, and so I wrote a review, and he ended up reading it, and I was like, these are like signs. Like, I was like, I'm supposed to be doing something here, because it was just so easy. Like, I knew as soon as I turned in the review, I knew he was going to call my name. Mm-hmm. Like, the next time I would listen to the review. Like, I knew. And then he did. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. So I kept listening. Okay. So then last year, I was going to get my license renewed, which in Texas, well, I'm sure everywhere, is a big hassle. It's a long process. And it was a four-hour wait. And so I was listening to Positive Head. And he mentioned the Mystic Manor and how it, this idea was starting to culminate, and he invited us to email him if we were interested. I was like, yeah, why not? Yep. You know, like, I think at the time when I was listening to the podcast, I looked on my phone and it was 1:11 or 11:11. Sorry, not 1:11, 11:11.
There's 111 spots over the course of the year to stay here. So
yeah, so I was like, I'll do it, you know, and with like the detachment, with not really. It's like knowing but not knowing, because I already had the proof in the past, you know.
Right.
And so. So he, you know, he answered my email and gave me some information. I was like, okay, cool. And I saw a video later on, and it was around the time, it was around March that I was really like it was starting to come it was starting to develop. And we scheduled a interview or a phone call to talk about the Mystic Manor. And at the time, financially, I was like, all these things were happening. Like, I was getting my tax return. I was getting money that I didn't expect to get. And it was like, it fell into place. Like, I was like, I'm supposed to go to the Mystic Manor. And so once I, paid my money and whatnot, it was like done. Like, I remember hanging up the phone and being like, what did I just do? Yeah. I was like, but yep. You know what? I was like, I manifested this. I wouldn't manifest something bad. You know, I have a good, clear head about it, a good, clear heart about it. And it was like, it just fell into place. So, so easily, it was just so easy. I can't even describe it. It was like no expectations. I went with the intention to just have fun. And it was really cool, though, because, like, when we started getting together and talking to each other, like our roommates at the Mystic Manor, we started having a dialogue right even before we met.
You guys are like BFFs now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I met my two new goddess friends.
Yeah.
Yep. And you.
Mm. Yes. You are the god.
You sweet
yes.
muffin.
Yes. Sweet muffin. Uh-huh. Well, it felt so naturally. Like, Kyle and I were getting to the airport at the same time. Ksenia lives an hour away. And we were like, why don't you pick us up and, right. You know, I'll pay for breakfast. Uh-huh. You know, you're saving us on Lyft. And mm-hmm. exactly. I mean, that was like an abundance thing, you know, like mm-hmm. it just fell into place. It made sense. Nobody, you know, everybody was just on board and it was like, oh, perfect
You met
idea.
Me at baggage claim. You came yeah. from a different terminal and, oh. yeah. and I saw you. I was like, ah, because of the pictures we sent out yeah. ahead yeah. of time. I'm like, yeah. there she is.
Yeah. yeah.
So it just unfolded. Yeah. From there.
Yeah.
And then Ksenia rolls in, all happy and joyful and laughing.
She's always
this
happy.
This is wonderful. This yes. is going to be a major experience.
Well, we even had like a group text before, and I just loved, like, I could tell that we're going to get along so well. Yeah. We're just like, I think there was a homework assignment, and Illy, as a teacher, did it.
I'm the
first,
only guy
yeah. first, yeah.
Way first.
And we just, yeah, like, continued to chat, and it was just so beautiful, and, yeah, spending that whole breakfast morning with you guys was just like, oh, yeah, this yeah. is, it's like, hey, hi, there yeah. you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun, yeah, exactly. It's... When you think about who are you going to randomly end up with here at mm-hmm. the same week, mm-hmm. it's like any of these sorts of experiences. First off, you know, the intention of this place is to create this vortex mm-hmm. of magic and synchronicity and all those things. And so even last week's group, they ended up here. And by the end, it was so obvious that they were meant to sort of the way they played off each other and the way the growth happened right. together. It was like. Yeah. It was obvious the two of them lived in Colorado. Now I'm sure they're going to see each other regularly. Like,
amazing.
And so it's just very fun to kind of see how people come together. And, you know, the way I view this is we all have soul contracts to even have this experience together, right?
Totally.
To live in this epic property together for a week and to share the experiences.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. yeah, it's just like it's sort of an exploratory adventure in, okay, who do I have a soul contract with to be here in this
yes.
epic setting with for the week, and then what adventure are we going to have together? And of course, the adventure's not over. Tomorrow's a big night. We have the live taping of Optimistic, the live audience, the after party. Today, after this, guys, we're going on a synchronicity walk.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're going to play some games.
I've always wanted to do that.
More right? magic.
And then tonight, yes. Did I already mention? I can't remember if I said it on when we were recording or
we're
not. But yeah,
find out.
Yeah, Julie Ryan is going to be the guest tomorrow night on Optimistic. And she's done, since she was on the podcast a few months ago, some really interesting, like, if you guys remember and you heard that episode, I talked about I pee too much, and
right.
she did this whole medical intuitive scan and mm-hmm. Energetic repair, and I'm like, I'm open to the idea, but sort of like uh-huh. healthy skeptical, especially with something like that. It's
right.
a pretty extreme, like, I'm gonna scan you and heal you mm-hmm. from a distance, you know,
right.
energetically. And truly, I have peed way less. No,
That's
I mean
special.
And we're gonna share an optimistic, a really magical story with the owner of this house who had
right.
a session with her.
Oh,
I'm not gonna
right.
tell it all here, but So yeah, she's going to be come over tonight and have dinner with us all, and she's going to do a demo for us all. Have I even told you this yet, Ksenia?
No. So, yeah, I think you have shared in our little cozy beanbag circle over there.
Yeah, yeah. So so yeah, it's just it's super fun to see how it all unfolds. How has your you kind of put something out there that I think a lot of people, they didn't know quite why they were coming. They just felt the call. They're not sure what it's going to be exactly. Yeah. It feels right. It's a stretch, been a stretch for a lot of people, just like me putting this whole thing together is a huge stretch financially. But you made a great point. It's like, it sort of like creates the abundance that, and I think that's the way, not just with this, but with anything in your life. Yes. When you say, I'm worthy of this and I deserve this and I want this, and it's everything aligns with whatever it is I'm doing in my life, and it's a really healthy, good, positive thing, the universe is never going to punish you for that. And it actually creates
the abundance.
It wants you
to be happy. It wants you to be what you naturally are, right. Which is we are naturally happy, we are naturally light, we are naturally
abundant,
excited, and
joyful,
abundant. Yes. And if we tap into that and believe it,
trust has been
a big theme through this week. I will share something quick.
Yeah.
In the first couple days, I found myself like the doubt started coming in, like, you know, Why am I really here? Yep. Am I supposed, you know, like that whole lack of, it's always a process to remember who you are. It's always a process, and it's a daily thing. It's not, you know, like I know Abraham Hicks, she says, you know, it's not like you get a degree and you just have it. You're just enlightened. So you have pockets of doubt and pockets of negativity. And in the past, I've always kind of tried not to deny it, but to kind of avoid it. And that has built anxiety. Well, anyway, the first couple of days I was feeling this sense of self-doubt and all these fears. And then I realized by the later part of the second day that it's because it's new. This isn't your everyday. You know, you don't know what to expect.
Or it could be a glimpse into your future every day. That's
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's right.
And it's that unknown that if you do it right. For me, what worked for me was I trust. That's the overall theme that I've learned is you got to trust yourself, because it really is a reflection of you, right? So you just, you know, we've been humaning so long that we forget that we're more powerful than we think, and that our world reflects that power. And so, and then trusting, you know, it's like, no, I trust.
Yeah, right.
You know, like I surrender to the trust. Mm. Like it's all right.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over again. Continuous.
You know what else that was helpful too for me is us connecting. I think it was like Tuesday night, or I believe it was Tuesday night. We just like kind of connected and said, okay, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
How is this for you?
Uh-huh.
And I think just in general in life, it's good to just talk it out.
Uh-huh.
I think we all just talked out, and whatever we're fearful of or like our anxieties, we talk through it. And it was like every little anxiety had a nugget of some kind of a gold there, right? So
wisdom.
I felt so much better after that. Yeah, and just continue. I think that Tuesday morning or whatever that was, Tuesday evening, that kind of broke through, and we've just been talking with each other, just checking in and like,
an expression.
I like this, and I'm not crazy about this, but this is what I learned from this. You know, it was just kind of like a very open communication with all of us.
Right.
Yep. Sharing, concerns/doubts, which, you know, I'm working on pushing those more and more out of my my headspace, because ultimately the universe has shown me that all is good, all is well. I've always been taken care of, so there's no reason to doubt that. But that devil of doubt still is there, but not as strong, and it's being replaced by faith that the universe is working for all of us.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is just more proof for me. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plus, on Tuesday, may I just touch on experience
anything,
really fast?
Anything. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So I have to admit, I did not look at pictures or videos
really?
This manner before.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really read the guide.
No reading the guide. No watching the video.
She's the true
rebel.
The face.
She's,
the
yes.
Face. Yeah, she's
even more. Yeah.
Wow.
I looked at the first two pages. I thought the check-in was Sunday. It's really Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, okay, but I knew this was going to be an epic experience because obviously, how could it not be?
Because I'm epic. That's probably exactly what you're saying. Because
claim
yourself
exactly.
Right.
No, it's
saying
true.
I'm epic. You are epic.
I've
you
been having
this.
Great experience so far. Brandon is incredible. You know, just all the people you're bringing here, it's got to be amazing. I trust you're on it, right? So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know, like, this mansion, this mystic manor that everyone keeps referring to is really like a badass mansion
yes.
in Venice that is just architectural phenomenon.
It is. It's like there's no other property
there's
like
no
it on the planet.
There's no other property like this. It looks like, it's like a beautiful spaceship. It's a black, shiny, like curvature,
metallic looking
building yeah. with beautiful succulents in the front.
Yeah.
The white one right next to it, there's a black and white.
The Wave House, yeah. The same designer lives next door, the architect, so his is white and called the Wave House.
The second we pulled in, we're just like, oh my god, is this where we will be?
And then we just keep thinking, is this my life?
Yes,
this is my life,
real?
Right here,
yes,
right now.
Like, it's gorgeous.
This is brilliant.
It's
yeah.
gorgeous, but okay, so aside from the house, when you walk into the space, right, we walk into like an artist painting a gorgeous mural on the wall,
right?
Mm. Like just she
Emma.
Just come Emma, yeah. She just comes in, you know, a couple hours a day, and like there's a chill, like beautiful, like ambient slash like low
down tempo,
down tempo electronic music playing, kind of like all around the home. It's a beautiful open space. There's a chef that prepares
mind blowing
vegan meals for breakfast. For lunch
super
and for
grateful.
Dinner, I love
Amazing.
The routine. I love. I have not like had a routine. I kind of eat lunch sometimes at work, kind of not. I barely eat dinner. You know, it's kind of like sporadic. I really love. Like, it's like animal instinct. You know, like there's dinner at 7:30 as everybody gets together, and we chat at the table, not like while doing anything. We're like phones down. We chat. We connect. There's lunch at 1:30. There's always breakfast. The quality of every single thing is like top quality.
Yes, it is.
Then there's a pool, of course, and there's beautiful. Every morning we exercise and we do some kind of a movement type thing, and that has been really just beautiful, either in the park or outside. And then there's these different healers slash like professionals that come in every day, scheduled a session with all of us. That's kind of part of the experience. And, I mean, every day is so different, right? But, like, Tuesday kind of blew my mind a little bit. It was just jam-packed with, like, all these. I don't even know where the day went.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what happened on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I can't.
What day is today?
Yes. We dance every day.
Dance. Yeah.
I love dancing.
Yeah.
Just put music on and... As a guided dance type thing, it's like yoga plus dance in the living room kind of a thing, you know, or dance outside in the grass and just close your eyes. And I'm totally gonna put that in practice. I always listen to music in the morning, but I'm just gonna like dance in my freaking bedroom every morning,
That's
just at least for
dance
a song.
Dance
it's like so fun.
Morning movement, I love it.
So fun, yeah. But on Tuesday we had a whole day of just like these beautiful. Gorgeous women that are like alien goddesses, like radiating love. They just swoop us away. They set up this whole like
Ginny B, Sitara, and Jessalyn. Right?
Yes.
I love them all.
And it was so well coordinated. It's so well organized, you guys. It's like there's days that are free flowing, and there's days where like, okay, we're gonna do this from this time to this time, and then we're gonna do this. So there's like a good balance of structure and freedom, you know, and like free flowing. And then, of course, if there's structure, it's all, like, magical structure, right? Where you like
effortless
healing,
and like little like just beautiful little gifts throughout the whole experience.
It's a mindful structure
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
and it's kind of making itself, honestly. I mean, we even approached it with like, how exactly are we going to do this? Well, let's just feel into it. Let's just feel into, you know, and see what arises. And and of course it's getting more figured out, you know. Week two is more figured out than week one, and week three will be more than week two. But there's differences each week too, like, you know, so it's, and the people are different and the energy is different and the time is different. So it's,
and then we have random gifts throughout, you know, the experience, like unscheduled, like you said, like Tala came in and read the most beautiful poem. I'm not into poetry reading, but oh my god, that was incredible. I'm totally gonna get into poetry reading now.
It was like poetry slam.
He like read a poem at dinner for us, and it was like a poem.
He memorized it.
He memorized it. And it was like a, it was just art. It was art.
Yep. Yes, it was.
It was like a song.
It was a very beautiful surprise.
I think we're going to pull him into the opening monologue tomorrow on Optimistic as well.
Please.
Yeah. Just as a, like, I want to just constantly, you know, you have the live painter over in the corner.
Yes.
Then you pull up someone doing some beautiful poetry.
Yes.
You know, then of course you have the main interview. So, he actually, so that's a great example of allowing things to flow. Like, I hadn't thought about ever pulling someone up to do poetry. Mm-hmm. He happened to be in town. He said, hey, can I join you guys at the Mystic Manor? That's a part of the experience I want to give everyone. It's like, hey, I want them to meet my friends and the people that are, you know, magical in my life, and they come through, and there's going to be people that are unplanned, and he was one of them. And then he said, hey, can I read you guys a poem at, you know, at dinner? And of course, we're all like, Then he afterwards, he goes, hey, what do you think about me coming up on Optimistic and doing it during the opening monologue? Great idea.
Yes.
Like, oh, cool. More art. Okay.
Yeah.
More magic.
A sample.
So
every one of those things adds like a beautiful angle to the prism. It's just so wonderful. It's so dynamic. It's like,
and everybody has a gift. Everybody's bringing something to the table,
right?
And you finally see it. You are seen here. You're very seen here.
And there's no way to describe it, really. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody asks me, what did you do for the past week?
I was a celebrity at the Mystic Manor in California.
It was, you can't
describe
it.
I was a podcaster for a week.
We had some sound healing. What's that? Well, let me just, there's no way to describe it.
Not at all.
It's, you have to experience it, but I have to say, it's coming in from zero expectations at all. So far, it's what, Friday, happy Friday, you know, and it has been, I just feel so light and so
You look
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
You're also glowing.
Shiny. Shiny, happy people.
Shiny, happy people.
So, you know, what's interesting for me is because I'm more immersed in, like, sort of the behind-the-scenes work stuff now than I will be. Like, they're, you know, making the move, and you guys have heard me talk about it on the podcast a lot over the last month. You're kind of living it with me and through me. But it's been it's a lot to do at one time, you know, launching a new show, having retreats for the first time, moving for the first time. And so it's really beautiful because, you know, just even being around you guys, it's like it takes me out of that work mode mentality and like, this is what this is really about.
Exactly. Well, being so empathic, I'm like, are you doing some self-care, Brandon?
Yeah.
Because you need to take care of yourself.
I'm
honestly have not done as much as I probably should, although my birthday is this weekend.
Happy birthday.
And Sydney, who's living here and running the retreats, who's amazing, she just messaged me. It's like, I'm giving you a massage tomorrow before you live tape.
Beautiful.
So someone's coming by to do that. And I'm like, that's a really good gift.
Good.
Really
it's sweet. A great gift.
So,
it's
I've had self-care forced on me, Kyle.
Everyone needs it. Everyone needs it.
It is, I have to say, it's really cool to see, first of all, to meet you. You know.
I know.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's like meeting Oprah. of our time.
Hey, Oprah.
but also to see you in your element and to see you work, I really love how you balance that. You're like the leader you have to be.
Fearless leader.
Yeah. You have to look, okay, how's this and how's that? I love to see you hustle and just be on it. But at the same time, I love like all the, just the things that you've created. You sort of like reaping the benefit of all those connections that you made. And now it's just, you're just kind of like coordinating. And,
Right. Well, I'm really excited for, you know, this is, guys, so Fridays are the days that I'm spending the full day. I'm like, I'm blocking off my schedule and I'm spending it for the most part. Like, I got to do one little thing today, but with the guests when they're here. So this is the first thing that we're doing. We've had breakfast, and now we're recording the podcast. And then we're going to go on our synchronicity walk. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing with each of you is I always want to do sort of a, you know, looking and getting an insight into your life. And of course, I'm getting that throughout the week, like more and more insight into your lives and what it's like, and sort of what would you want to create next? What would I do if I were in your shoes? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of part of on our walk while we're doing this whole synchronicity walk, gamifying our experience. That's I want to spend some time with each one of you and say, okay, where are you at? What do you want to do? What if you could do anything next, what would it be? And just giving you my perspective. If I were in your, you know, in your shoes, what would I do? What would Brandon do, for better or worse? Mm-hmm. You know? And so that's something that I want to do with every single guest that steps through these doors. And so it's sort of like a one-on-one consulting, you know, sort of
wonderful
part of the day.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that as well. Okay, so I don't know if I haven't even told you guys that yet.
He's a mystical mystery man. Perfect.
Oh, man.
On this magical tour.
So, Kyle, you want to share a little bit about what your experience has been? I mean, you've chimed in, obviously, but anything in particular you want to share?
Well, this was a birthday gift to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You and I spoke on my birthday, actually.
I remember that. Yeah.
And based on that conversation, and you were like, just think about what you feel called to do.
Yep.
So I waited to make a decision for about a 24-hour period, and all signs were pointing to yes. And I knew that already, you know, but I just needed a little bit more time so I wouldn't make a quick decision, you know.
Right.
I thought about it, I prayed about it, I meditated on it, and yep, it was meant to be. And I knew after I booked, you know, I'm telling everyone I'm going to Los Angeles the end of July for a week. For why? Well, a spiritual retreat. And then they're like, well, what do you mean? What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't really know. However, what I do know is it's going to be magical and epic. And that I believed, and that has come true. Even in my room, there's a sign that says, you are magical.
You are something magical.
And man, I'll tell you what, it has definitely exceeded expectations. I know for me personally, when my expectations aren't met, I'm disappointed.
Yep.
And disappointment is a big soul sucking, yucky feeling.
Yep.
So it's a process to not have expectations. And I know you've talked about not being attached to the outcome, which is a brilliant way of reframing expectation. Because how can anyone not expect things in life, you know?
Right.
That I just told people I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I do know it's going to change my life for the better. And I know it is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool. Yeah, and that's really the biggest takeaway that I want everyone to have is like, this is, yes, I'm here every week, but you're here because this is like, it is, like I said earlier, this is your life. This is like, this is showing you, hey, this is possible for me. It's possible enough that you actually put yourself here. You know, there'll be 111 spots. I mean, that's relatively small amount, right? Mm-hmm. And here you are because this is such a close reflection of you. So if I can manifest this as I'm here, you know, every week, you can manifest something very similar, right? It's always, I always, and you've heard me talk about it on the show before, instead of, people get caught a lot of times into comparison, and they'll say, oh, well, I could never do that. He's doing that. She's doing that. Mm-hmm. She's got this thing going for them. I don't. Or you see that beautiful person and maybe there's a feeling of like jealousy or envy. And I would say it's, of course, the story that you're telling is everything that's creating what it means. Mm-hmm. And so next time you bump up against that person or that thing that, you know, let's say you bump up against someone who's really beautiful and you're like, oh, I wish I had that going for me. Well, you actually have so much of that energy resonating around you that you're calling that thing into your world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's the difference between looking at it as like, oh, this is, you know, I could never do that. Or this is just a short experience for me, I couldn't really ever live this. No, no, no. A lot of times we start with baby steps mm-hmm. into things. You know what I mean? So
you have to build momentum.
You have to build momentum. Like, you could probably go from, you know, speaking of Bashar, he talks about, you know, you could go from A to Z mm-hmm. really easily, but having those permission slips in between mm-hmm. help to yes. make your mind be able to deal with the transition.
Yes, to allow it to, allow to realize
right.
it.
So this is sort of a permission slip for everyone that comes here to say, hey, more magic, more vortex magic, you know, incredible people and art that you loved seeing on the walls mm-hmm. and more, all of that, you deserve it as much as me or anyone who's here all the time, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, also something that you just said brought up from the workshop that we had.
Uh-huh.
Triggers,
yes, exactly.
Good. Me too.
Yeah, so first of all, like, we journal a lot in this, and mm-hmm. I'm not, like, a really journaler, but mm-hmm. this was a really good...
I am.
Yeah, I kind of journal occasionally, but this was a really good practice to just, like, take time, because, you know, it's you have to take time mm-hmm. to sit down, like, concentrate, where you're not distracted by things.
Right.
So, but one of the workshops we had was triggers, and kind of like you mentioned, if you're envy or if you look at somebody like, oh, they have this, mm-hmm. it's a really good, so the what our teacher said, like, the answer is through that mm-hmm. feeling. So if someone is, if you envy somebody, if you have some kind of an icky feeling, so what does it say about you? So how, it's a reflection on, you know, my life. Mm-hmm. Why am I envious mm-hmm. of this? Am I not happy in this area? Mm-hmm. Do I need to see how beautiful I am?
Great.
You know, or how is my life? Let's just do like a little eval of life really quick and see what am I not happy with. And that's like the answers through that. It's just so so scary to admit that mm-hmm. something is not okay, you know.
Yes. Yes, because, like, you know, it's a reflection of you. Yes. Your envy, your jealousy, your, you know, uh-huh. this, all this contrast is a reflection of how you're feeling or how you are being.
Exactly.
And we don't want to sometimes.
We don't want to
project and blame somebody else for mm-hmm. our unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And that's just the ego. Like, right. once you start losing the ego, I mean, the ego is good because it gives you desires. And right. it's good to have desires. But once you let go of that ego of, with the controlling part, mm-hmm. you know, that people get crazy about. Mm-hmm. Once you let that go, then you can realize more. And then you can be like, okay, well, this is how I'm feeling, I can change it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. One of the things that, the exercise that we had was, and I wanted to share, is it okay if I share?
Yeah,
it?
Please.
That was really good for me. So first she asked, think about things that piss you off or people that annoy you or situations that you had in the past that were just kind of like really made like, you know, so think about that, those things, and write them down in order. Mm. You know, so some of the things we shared was, you know, mine was of when I see somebody being like assuming the worst, you know, I always want to be like, but it's not going to be the worst, it's going to be great, you know, I kind of want to like pull them out of it.
Right.
Negativity, just being like, mm-hmm. you know, negative. Some of the other people shared, like, not being acknowledged or
being
not being
ignored,
honored.
That's my big trigger.
Yeah, being ignored, not being honored, things like that.
Yes.
So she's like, okay, so if you're feeling like you're not being honored, the answer is through that.
Yeah.
Are you honoring yourself?
It's yourself, mm-hmm. right.
Yes. Why aren't you honoring yourself?
Why how are you worrying?
For me, it was, how are you ignoring yourself? And I was like, holy moly.
Yes.
Check that.
It was.
Mind blown.
Yes. Perspective yes. shift. And I'm like, whoa.
Every experience, every person that is, anytime you see something that kind of stirs that feeling in you, that unpleasant feeling, that's gold.
Yeah, be thankful for that person.
Be thankful for that. So how do you deal with it? Mm-hmm. The first thing to do is to thank you for showing me that I do this to myself.
Right, mm-hmm. yep.
And then the second thing was just, when was the last time I did this to myself? And kind of like ponder that for a second and just release it. And just the attention towards that thing is so beautiful, because it's sort of like, it sort of brings it to the surface, and it's like, oh, look, here it is. Mm-hmm. It's like on the palm of your hand, and it's so cute.
It
and
in
so,
a loving way.
Yes, it's not like in your head, so scary and tumbling over and over. Yeah. So that was really beautiful.
Tumbling, I love that. Yeah. It's like water in a
just
dryer.
Like a dryer, yeah.
yeah. Like,
yeah, it's like making that noise. And
yeah.
yeah, so it's like once you have that, once you see that, it's just, it brings to light, and it's so light now. Mm-hmm. So we did journaling on that, on a couple of things that we felt triggered on, and kind of explore that. That was really helpful for me.
Our triggers are our treasures.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's great.
This has been so fun. This is, you know, the second time we've done this, and I love it. I love being able to, like, sit down at this little table
this
with
each
other.
This is so relaxing, and like, the atmosphere
is
just,
like, we have
like,
yeah,
nothing to be
next
anxious
time.
About.
Week three.
Tea, next week? All right, I'll be back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to stay. I'll move into a tent in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
No problem.
Under a tree.
Anything that you guys want to add as we sort of wind down here?
I just want to say be grateful for your life and love yourself.
Yes, another thing I learned recently is about passwords. Can I share that?
Yeah. Any gems, yes, are welcome.
And that theme sort of like resonated this whole week too. So you know how there's a password for everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like hundreds of thousands of songs on Spotify. If you don't have a password, you're not going to get it.
Yep.
There's billions of dollars in the bank. If you don't have a code, you're not going to get it. So what is God, right, or the universe has all these gifts and all these treasures and all these, the abundance and just infinity. But if you don't have the password,
I love
you won't
this.
Be able to get it. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is a password?
Ooh.
Love.
Gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciation.
Yes.
So every time that I feel sort of like unbalanced, the quickest way for me to just kind of quickly elevate myself is like just thank for everything that I have in my life right now.
Yeah.
And it could be literally like if I'm in the car, if I'm outside, just thank you for this beautiful car. Thank you for today. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my job. Thank
the
you
air
for
to breathe.
The air to breathe. Mm. Thank you for this bird. Thank you for this grass. Just
the,
like
the seat under my butt.
Yes.
Every
exactly.
little thing.
Exactly. Just like
radical
things.
Gratitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if it's and just really it's like it's a daily type of conversation. It's not like when you need it, you know, make it a daily practice. And that has shown me really great treasures.
Just to add, it raises your vibration.
It does, yeah.
And so, and it keeps you in the moment, which
absolutely.
Is good for raising your vibration. It's,
yes.
It's kind of like what I talk about, like settling your glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Settling your glitter. And just like, yeah. And I feel like, Brandon, this whole thing is kind of giving people a permission slip to really test the universe.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
and see that it is magical. It seems magical, but it's the next logical step. It's rational. It's natural. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
I think it's I think this place is really going to be an incubator for you know, people to sort of step in. I think as people come through, and that's the intention, is to step in and you have the ultimate like spiritual tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're coming in, you're stepping into a place that is a vortex, that is, I mean, right down the hall is where Optimistic, I believe, is going to reach millions and millions of people.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what I mean?
It is, and we're here to...
Yeah, you're here to co-create it.
Co-creation.
You're one of the pillars to make it happen by, you know, the retreats are helping to fund, to make all this happen. It's like you then feel the energetic repercussions of everything that it ends up, you know, birthing into the world. And so it's a really, really beautiful thing that we've all, I'm sure, I think of the book Journey of Souls, and it talks about how pre-incarnation, how you meet up with all the people that you're going to have certain moments with and like plan it out. Okay, I'll see you at the Mystic Manor.
Yes.
And that imaginary year 2019 and, you know, and so, I really feel that way, that we all have a soul contract for all of you that are here, all of you out there listening who are thinking about coming or already planning to come, you know, that are already scheduled. I'm so looking forward to meeting all of you. Those of you who are still thinking about it and those of you, you know, who haven't yet made the decision. Hopefully you will, because, you know, and as I've said to people on the phone, look, I'll do whatever I can, work out payments, all that stuff. But if it's going to take money, I mean, food off you, out of your child's mouth, absolutely don't come, you know.
Right.
But if it's a fear thing that's stopping you,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm afraid. What if? What if there's not enough? Or what if something goes wrong? You should do it, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And because this is how we create abundance. Mm-hmm. Me stepping into this place, I've said it over and over, and I'll keep talking about it because you're going to see it firsthand. To me, it was the ultimate stretch mm-hmm. to make this happen.
Yes.
But the end result of that isn't like, oh, it cost me. It's like, it's going to make you know, it's going to make more abundance. It's like it's creating, and that's exactly what it's going to do
and
for everyone.
And flow of ideas too, because then you're also bringing people, and those people have ideas, and they have creation, and they're
so many good ideas from guests so far.
Yes,
Hillary had a million good ideas. Who was here last week?
And since you got us in an elevated state, they're going to be amazing ideas.
Yep,
because
yep.
you're vibrating at a certain level, and you're like, oh yeah, these are expansive ideas. More of this universe. More of this. Yep. And it develops a momentum. Momentum for sure.
And we're just regular people. I wanted to let you know we're regular magical people.
we're regular people.
We're not like healers or anything. We're
a teacher,
dietitian, and physical therapist. You know, so we're like
from one perspective, yes, and from another perspective, you're completely magical butterflies
that
wings are getting bigger and brighter.
Yes, but I wanted to just kind of I just wanted to relate to the audience that we're just like listening to podcasts just like you and came in here, and it really does it just completely transforms you from, you know what, nobody even knew what we did in our regular lives.
Right.
So when they came here, it's like purely from like a human to human type of connection here.
We opened up and shared like we've been knowing each other for years and years, like just
lifetime.
The humor
that we
can share with each other.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's taken me years to get to that point with my friends at home to where just open. Laughing and being out there saying whatever you feel and not being any judgment. Like, I can't believe he said, you know, none of that.
Yes. None of that here.
Just pure positive energy.
Exactly. Yes. It's a positive, magical, but also a very neutral, safe space.
Yeah.
To share.
Check. Yes.
And of course, away from all the world, and you just enjoy life. It's a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
You get to swim. You get to play. You get to chat.
Play is big.
Nap.
Mm-hmm. Naps are good.
Naps are great.
Well, we're not going to nap now. We are off to do a synchronicity walk.
Yes.
And this has been really fun. I'm so enjoying being able to podcast with you guys live and direct so far. Like, this is the second time, and I'm so excited about all the future ones.
Thank you guys all
for co-creating this magic with me and with everyone else who's a part of it. It truly is the sum is greater than the equal parts, you know, us all coming together to create. You know, you guys are an integral part of this magic unfolding, and I just want to thank you, all three of you, for showing
up.
Thank you very much.
If it excites you and scares you, it's for you.
Yes.
That was another little nugget that said, this is for you, Kyle.
And any of you who want to reach out to me to, explore coming and being a part of this, we still have spots available. Probably about half the spots are gone. And, we're going to have 111 over the course of the year. You can just email me, brandon@positivehead.com. And we can set up a time to chat and, you know, see what we can do to work it out to make it happen for you. You know, as Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I'd like to think you can. We can find a way to make it happen for those who want to come. And then also you can, like right now, we're live streaming this via Patreon. So the people who, for whatever reason, aren't going to be able to be here, they're seeing us over here on video. So they're seeing this before it'll actually be released on the podcast, and they're going to get a live stream tonight with, you know, Julie Ryan doing her demo, you know, with us, and live. We're going to be doing a lot of live streaming behind the scenes of the Mystic Manor. So you can also just join up for that as a way to support and to kind of virtually be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to Patreon, patreon.com/optimisticshow. And remember, it's MYSTIC. So, all right, everyone, that's it for now. Until next time, you know what I'm going to say?
Journey well.
Journey well, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you all so, so much.